I've left this one till the end because there's a lot to discuss with Call of Duty.
Okay.
There's always another Call of Duty. A bit like EA Sports FC, there's one every year. It feels like there's a Call of Duty every year.
Okay.
Now, there's two types of Call of Duty. There's Modern Warfare.
Yes.
And then that alternates with Black Ops.
Right.
And at the moment, we're on Black Ops 6.
So what's the difference?
So Modern Warfare, as you imagine, is very modern.
Right.
As in, it's got drones and the weapons are super high-tech with lasers and things. And then Black Ops is a bit more old school. So you're supposed to have
tanks and stuff.
Yeah, a little bit like that. And the guns, you know, have to manually reload it. It's always been that's the division.
Okay.
In this one, you've got remote-controlled exploding cars. Now, that strikes me as a modern warfare type thing.
Hang on, I was about to say, yeah.
But it's not. It's in Black Ops. And actually, it seems like Black Ops is just...
Are they moulding into one?
It's becoming one thing. It's divided up into the campaign, the multiplayer, and then zombies mode.
Oh, I love that. And is that new, zombies?
Well, the Black Ops has always had a zombie-style thing in
it. Right, I
like that. One of the distinguishing features.
Like,
so because there are so many games, they've now got a game selector. Where you go to the main screen and it says, would you like to play Modern Warfare 1, 2, 3,
oh, wow.
Black Ops, blah, blah. That all the games are starting to become in this overall.
Oh, right, which is okay. That's pretty
good.
Because I used to play this with my ex-boyfriend all the time. And I was... rubbish.
I bet you were.
But we never played the zombie mode.
So,
that's pretty cool.
So we'll start with the campaign. The cinematics are very good. The game selector is actually good, I thought, as a way of getting in. There's this thing called the Pantheon. It's a first person shooter. If you don't know what Call of Duty is, first person shooter, super smooth running.
That's why I'm
graphics are pretty good. Yeah, you need to be able to use two analog sticks, which you're not the best at.
I'm so retro.
Is it an analog? You like a Crash Bandicoot, don't you?
Right.
Or a Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Or a Mario, even.
Oh,
a side-scrolling platformer.
Just stop it.
This is not that.
No, it's not that.
So this evil paramilitary group called the Pantheon are doing bad things. I mean, really, it's no more complicated than that.
Okay.
The shooting of the guns, which is always the key in this game.
And the thing I find normally difficult.
It's very good.
All right.
It feels smooth. It feels like the other games that you've played in the series. Like I said, it's more like a Modern Warfare style of game, this one.
Okay.
So it feels a bit James Bondy, actually, the story as well, which is quite cool. You go undercover a bit and you have silenced weapons and all that stuff. It's fun.
And I found in the past, especially with these, maybe it's because I probably played this back in, God, it must have been like, seriously, 2013 was the last time I and it was really juttery and really like really dark. You couldn't really see much. I didn't know what the hell I was shooting at.
A bit like the Medal of Honor games. It was a bit
how does this compare?
Oh yeah, I mean, they found the formula.
Okay.
And now they just keep releasing the same game.
Okay.
There's a guy called Woods whose voice is particularly annoying. And also, they've added in, you know, like when I said in Dragon Age, the Veil Guard, they've got these multiple choice questions which are supposed to matter.
Yeah.
Well, they've added that into this game.
Oh, we don't need this.
They do not matter.
It'll slow the play down.
You've got multiple choice.
I ain't got time to talk. I'm shooting at people.
That's what I mean. Why would you put that in? You want to have minimum time.
Yeah, and more shooting.
And get straight into the action. And then they've also added in like a sort of, you get to a safe house and then you can upgrade the kitchen, and that means you get more ammo. You can upgrade the living room, and that means you get more access to different weapons in the campaign.
Okay.
I don't want to upgrade the safe house. I want to be in the thick of it.
I can't really see
action
COD
sequence.
Players going, I'd really like to redo the office.
That is what you have to do. Oh, I think the bathroom needs a new rug.
I just absolutely went to town with the Uzi on that.
Yeah.
Better just get a new bath.
Have a quick shower.
Love it. Okay.
So if you love Call of Duty, it's more of the same. It's out now on all platforms. That's the campaign. I just want to quickly go through, and the price as well. It's about £60-70, depending on what version you get.
Okay.
Expensive. But you got a lot of game.
Yeah.
So the multiplayer, that used to be what the Call of Duty series was really all about.
Of course
it is. Yeah. Bit of campaign, but then dive into the multiplayer. Some of the maps are very small, but it runs very smoothly. The guns fighting is very fun. It took a little while to match up with other people.
Okay.
But there's loads of modes to play. It's just the same as all the other games.
Right.
You can do King of the Hill, you can do Deathmatch, all the usual stuff. The usual frustration where if people are better than you, you just die, respawn, die, respawn, die, respawn, die. And you think, I'm going to have to invest a lot of time in this to get a lot of fun out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm...
And that's why I don't play it.
No. And also, this is what is upsetting. Headshots, famously, you go down in one headshot, don't you?
Yes.
Not in the online.
Oh, wow.
two, three, or sometimes four headshots.
Whoa, these are mean soldiers.
So that has always annoyed me, which leads me on to the zombies, the final game mode.
Yes.
Now, yes, in shooting games, people should go down in one headshot, but famously for zombies, famously.
Of course.
Zombies go down with a shot to the head.
You're very passionate about this, aren't you?
It's without that, they're not zombies. They're just super-powered tanks,
right? You
need
to calm down. It's you know...
The zombies don't go down in one headshot, as I'm sure you've guessed. But they go down in more like 50 headshots. So you're shooting a zombie running at you, and if you're shooting it in the chest, you see like the number, like 10 pops up, and you think, oh, I'm doing 10 damage. And then you shoot it in the head, and it does 20 damage. And you think, it's not really that big of an increase for the...
No.
And it was a bit like Left 4 Dead and Back 4 Blood and all these games. But just a very slow, ponderous waves of zombies come at you. Survive the wave, next, survive
it
the wave.
It sounds
next.
Like it's just slowed down quite a lot with all the the monologue and also the headshots. It sounds like they've slowed it down to get you playing for longer.
They just took too many bullets. I couldn't see myself investing loads of time in it. But again, for another mode, you've got campaign, multiplayer, and zombies. You could have an hour of fun on that. So the final verdict is it's essentially a kind of 6.5, 7 out of 10 experience.
Right.
It's just like...
You like your halves, don't you?
Yeah, today I do. It's just like the previous games. It's definitely not an essential purchase.
If you want
more
of the same thing, this is right up your street.
You get a lot of game for your money. You've got three sort of versions, the campaign, the multiplayer, the zombies. There's a lot there if that's what you like.